Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
We're back. It's 12 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. As I promised, Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's our good friend, and I'm glad to say that she's a very important person in my life and in all the things that I do and could not do without her. She's the chairman of the Small Business Survival Committee. She's also the president of We Inc., which is another organization. We'll get her to tell us a little bit about that in a little bit. But she's our good friend. Karen, welcome back.
Oh, great to be here. Good to be here, Jim.
It's always a pleasure. Folks, I want you to go to a website, sbsc.org, sbsc.org. If for no other reason than to see Karen Kerrigan's beaming face, her beautiful smile, right there on the homepage, and you'll get to see all the things that she does. The only bad news is that right below that is also Ray Keating's face. and then below that is Daryl McKagney's face. So just be careful when you scroll on down a little bit. You got this beautiful face and then these two ugly mugs below that. So check that out when you get a chance.
I'll pass on your kind words, okay?
Be sure to pass that along, especially to Ray.
I know.
Karen, what are our politicians, our elected representatives doing to small business owners? This week, are they doing more for us or more to us?
You know, I'm still trying to figure that out. I mean, obviously, you know, you've got the whole issue of Iraq and weapons of mass destruction, you know, dominating, I think, you know, the news and taking a lot of time of our public officials on Capitol Hill.
Yep.
Really, the big issues right now, well, there's two or three. You know, one, of course, is the whole Medicare and prescription drug issue, and the president and the Republicans in the Congress would like to have, you know, something done. Put to bed by the end of this month, or maybe even perhaps before the July 4th week at recess, some type of program, you know, some type of legislative package that will help lower, bring some type of benefit to the senior population, giving them more choice, and hopefully in between, you know, lowering the cost of the taxpayer of this program. But there's certainly going to be some cost, you know, borne by taxpayers in terms of having this prescription drug benefit.
Is that going to pass? Is the prescription drug benefit going to pass?
You know what? I think something will, because there is a, you know, bipartisan desire for something too. I think it's going to have
Democrats want it. The Democrats want it, and the Republicans are afraid not to be for it.
Yeah, I think. I mean, the Republicans have their plan. The president has his plan, and you know, and since they, you know, they feel like something is going to move, you know, obviously the Democrats are going to try to get as much as they can, you know, from what they want out of this into that, which, you know, maybe, you know, so it, the train's moving, and there's going to be a lot of compromise, but, you know, I think it's going to end up costing taxpayers a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so from that perspective, you know, for small businesses that, you know, pay taxes for, you know, Social Security, Medicare, those types of things, you know, I think it will have an impact, you know, on those type of, you know, the payroll taxes in the long term. I can't say how much. Mm-hmm. The other is, you know, just this whole issue of more tax relief and, you know, the argument over the child tax credit and expanding that into the lower income brackets and, you know, the White House wanting just a child tax credit in terms of what the Democrats envisioned, and the Republicans on the House side saying, look, it, if we're going to do another tax relief bill aimed at lower Americans and essentially giving people who are not paying taxes more tax relief, can we also add on to that, you know, something, a pro-growth element, you know, whether it's small business element, mm-hmm. whether it's eliminating death taxes, whether, you know, any of the number of items in the unfinished business agenda, if you will, or, you know, just to make that a more of a, you know, a package with oomph.
Right.
So, and the other thing, of course, that we're working on and hopefully something that will be good for small business is as well as, you know, just the whole health care issue and affordable health care and insurance coverage to make it more affordable. you know, there was a study put out this morning by the journal Health Affairs, and of course it just only underscores what we've been saying all the time, that, you know, they reported that healthcare spending declined 9.6%, compared with 10% the year before. It climbed 9.6 in 2002. However, insurance premiums climbed another 15% for employers, which is the biggest spike in at least a decade.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, and that includes in the last 3 years prior, 10, 11, and 12% each year.
Exactly, exactly.
That's compound. Now, you compound that, folks. Think about that.
Yeah, and that's on average. Because
that's 11% on top of 10%, and then 12% on top of 11 and 10, and now 15 on top of the other three.
Right, and that's on average, because you, as well as I, Jim, talk to small employers who are paying 40, 50, 60% increases.
That's right.
You know, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, so this has been our one of our core issues for many, many years. And, you know, we see some possibilities of something getting done here. I'm pushing the administration and President Bush to use the bully pulpit as much as possible to really get something done meaningful for small business this year, because if not, this issue, I feel, is going to get caught up in election year politics, because,
yep.
as you know, the Democrats have already put out their plans. And as I had stated or written in a piece in the Union, what is that paper up in New Hampshire?
Union Standard?
The Union. Oh, I feel so embarrassed. Isn't this awful? I write to them quite a bit. But anyway.
We won't tell them.
Hope they, are they listening to you? Do you have any stations up there?
Oh, yeah, I've got a station right there next to the paper, yeah.
The Union Leader. My buddy's
at
the Union Leader.
Yeah.
You're good friends
at the Union Leader, right?
Yeah. Your former
good friends.
Yeah, as I wrote in a piece there, I said, look, healthcare reform is making its way into another presidential campaign, but another two-year debate over competing plans to help the uninsured is not going to help those who need insurance right now.
Right.
So we need immediate reforms. We need to push this. We can't let this get caught up in presidential politics. So I'm hoping Republican leadership, the White House, and certainly our friends on the Democratic aisle who support AH, Association Health Plans, medical savings account expansion, and things like that, will really get together and address this issue over the next 2 months.
Karen, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, a couple of things I want to do. Karen's name was mentioned, was spoken by a very important person in the world a month or two ago, and I want to talk about that for a minute. And then, just so I don't get lumped into the what have you done for me lately crowd, we're going to brag on our politicians a little bit when we come back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back is 23 after. You know, we all need a good friend from time to time. And whenever I think about my friends, whenever I am enumerating my good friends, the people that I know I can count on, and especially somebody who small business can count on, I think of Karen Kerrigan. She's the chairman of the Small Business Survival Committee. And as I said before, folks, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than she does. And that's the reason why I'm always encouraging her to eat something so she can get bigger and stronger and do more for small business. Karen, folks, let me say this. About a month or so ago, there was a big soiree in the Rose Garden at the White House. And I had a number of friends in the audience there. Barbara Weltman was there. Melanie Sablehaus was there, the deputy chairman of the SBA, the administrator of the SBA, and two or three other friends that I had there. But only one of my friends was mentioned, whose name came out of the president's mouth when he was recognizing people who were very important to our nation and to especially small business. And that was our guest and our good friend, Karen Kerrigan. Kerrigan, that must have made you really proud.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. You know, it was a surprise, actually, because...
You didn't know he was going to call you out?
No. I mean, we met with the president for 45 minutes before that, which was nice. There was a small group of us who really got to talk small business and, you know, talk issues and... you know, very informal type of conversation. And it was just really, really nice. And then when we got out to the Rose Garden, which was a spectacular day, by the way. I mean,
it was beautiful.
Gorgeous. You know, he did highlight several folks and my name and the Small Business Survival Committee. And he said, that's a great name. And I love it. When, I mean, Chairman Manzullo always says that, you know, the House Small Business Committee Chairman. I mean, it is a good name. And obviously that's why, you know, in developing the organization, I picked the name because it really gives a sense of what our organization is all about. So, but that was a lot of fun. But what was more important was what he had to say and, you know, talk about his tax package and recognizing entrepreneurs and all that other good stuff.
Which brings me to my point that I made earlier about I don't want to get lumped into the what have you done for me lately crowd.
All right.
Because all we did was beat up on them for what have they done for us this week. When last week, we got to give them their due. Our government did some nice things for small business, didn't they?
They did. You mean in terms of signing the tax?
Yeah.
Package? You know, I was there, too, which was really nice, and you know, it was, again, you know, to watch the president sign a piece of tax legislation like that into law, you know, is a very moving experience, because mm-hmm. many of the components in that legislation, including expensing for small business, lowering the marginal rate, capital gains, which, you know, is... you know, you just throw that issue at Ray Keating, it's like throwing meat to a lion.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, I mean, these are the things that we've been pushing. I mean, we need, obviously, there's a lot of work to make some of this stuff permanent. To, you know,
and it wasn't, we didn't like the number. The number wasn't what we wanted, but here's what I've been saying, Karen.
Right.
We might not like the numbers, but we got to like the trend.
The trend is good. It beats the alternatives. I mean, I mean, when you look at it just from a bottom line perspective, and I think it's going to, you know, it is going to have an impact on the economy. And, you know, it comes at the right time. There's some, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel as far as I see. And I think this package is going to help build the momentum and the certainty, you know, that we need. I mean, look at the markets over the last couple of weeks.
That's right.
I mean, they're trending in the right direction.
You know,
you hear some good consumer business investment news. Yeah, there's always sort of the bad news and the job losses, but... You know, look at there's some good news. I just feel pretty optimistic about what's going to happen over the summer months.
Well, Karen, you know, a friend of mine was on a friend of mine was on the show last week, and he was kind of you know, dissing the tax package, you know, and he said he didn't think we could afford it, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, let me tell you something. He's a very smart guy, and he gave us a lot of really impressive reasons why and technical reasons why this isn't a good idea. And I said, you know what? I really come at this from a lot simpler view. More money for small business is good. More money for politicians to spend is not good.
Yeah,
that's my approach.
I agree. And you know, I hope your friend and you know, who is talking about we can't afford this is also as vigorous in being against increased spending.
Right. I pointed that out, and he agreed with me.
Yeah, well, you know, there are, and you know, people like that, are honest and principled in terms of, you know, where they're coming from on issues. But, you know, look at, I mean, our government takes enough of our tax dollars. Every time we've seen a tax increase, more money goes to the government, but they just can't control their spending.
Karen, I want to stop you for a second because we've got about a minute, and I want to make sure you give us a report on We Inc. before you go.
Women Entrepreneurs, Inc. is just going gangbusters. It's an advocacy group, a nonprofit business association that advocates, educates, and networks, you know, for women business owners. It's great. We've been meeting with Commerce Secretary Evans. We've got people testifying on Capitol Hill. We're building our membership. Today, this afternoon, I meet with a delegation of women business owners from the Mideast. I mean, talk about the leaders over in those countries, you know what I mean, who have withstood discrimination and everything else in their past, and they want to learn about how we do things here and what they
give
can
us the website, Karen.
We-inc.org.
We-inc.org.
Everyone loves the newsletter and what we do, and, you know, things are happening with the group, so
thanks.
I'm ecstatic.
Thanks, Karen. Good job today. It's always a pleasure. Take care of yourself.
You bet. You too.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, we will not do without her. She's the best. Quick break. Right back with Bob McTeer. 29 after, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.